This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root War. The Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Another big day because the Trumpster's on fire. Big day. Let's start with the world's apology tour to Wayne Root, because I happen to be right on almost everything. First of all, I keep telling you how popular Trump is. Rasmussen out with their latest numbers. Trump's approval index is now 51% as of today. 51% approval. I guarantee you that's like 6 points higher than Obama's was on the exact same day. It's always somewhere between 4 and 6 points higher than Obama on the same day of his presidency. And yet they keep calling Obama a popular president and Trump an unpopular one. And it goes to 51% after Nancy Pelosi delivers articles of impeachment to the Senate. And the Senate starts the trial against Trump. Everybody loves Trump. Number two, I keep telling you about the economy and how great the economy is. Markets surged to new record on Trump trade news, up nearly 267 points. Investors ignore Pelosi's crazy BS impeachment scam. The greatest stock market rally ever in U.S. history continues. It gained 91 points yesterday, 267 points today, another new all-time closing high. Only good news to report. And how about the fact that yours truly, Wayne Root, spent so much time in the last month telling you and writing in my columns that every senator on the Democrat side running for president has a massive conflict of interest the size of the Grand Canyon and has got to be recused, cannot be possibly sit in trial and judge and jury of President Trump. They want him out of office. They're running against him. They'd have a better chance of being president if he was gone, like a 10,000% better. Of course they're going to find him guilty. Of course they have a massive conflict of interest. It would be fraud to let them vote. I've said this 100 times on this show, and Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee, has called for the 4 Senate Democrats running for president to recuse themselves from the upcoming impeachment trial. Thank you, Marsha. I guess you're watching my show. But when you say the 4 senators, it's Sanders, Warren, Klobuchar, and Bennett, but you're wrong. It's anyone who was running against Trump in this election season. Okay? So it's, who dropped out? It's the gal from New York, Kirsten Gillibrand. It's Kamala Harris. It's any U.S. senator that was running against Trump has a massive conflict of interest. They hate Trump's guts, and they wanted his job. More Wayne Root is right apology tour. What do I say in the show all the time? Jews, Jews, Jews. I'm Jewish. Go get guns. There are people that want to kill you. They happen to almost all be liberal. 9 out of 10 are liberal. Or Muslim. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib aren't too good on that list either. But at least 1 out of 10 might be even a right winger. 1 out of 10 might be a white supremacist. But there's a lot of people that want to kill you. And the lesson Jews should have learned from the Jewish shooting in upstate New York and the shooting in the Christian church in Texas is there was no gun to defend yourselves when the crazy man with the machete broke into the Jewish synagogue and the rabbi's home. And in the church, everybody had guns. They shot the guy dead. I keep saying, Jews get armed, Jews get armed. And sure enough, gun applications up nearly 1,000% in the New York Jewish community since the Hanukkah attack. Up nearly 1,000%. Jews are figuring it out, at least Orthodox Jews. You got to be armed. And then, let's see, is it just one more? Are there even more where the world should apologize and bow before Wayne Root? Here's another one. The Trump curse. The Red Sox manager was fired. He refused to visit President Trump in the White House, Alex Cora. with his team, and he's fired for cheating. I keep telling you, it's Saul Alinsky. All the bad guys look in the mirror, and then they blame Trump for all the bad stuff they do. They're all liars. They're all cheaters on the left. And they're deranged in their hatred of Trump. And they look in the mirror and they see Trump's a bad guy. Well, they're looking at themselves. They're the bad guys. They're the cheaters. What do you call sanctuary cities? Sanctuary cities are liberals cheating every single day and allowing cheaters and illegals and criminals and felons to remain in the United States of America. That's the ultimate form of cheating. And Barack Obama, the biggest cheater in the history of the presidency, cheated on so many different things, using the IRS to attack conservatives and conservative groups and Tea Party groups, and Wayne Root in particular. What a cheater. He cheated to win the 2012 election, but nobody cares. At least baseball is doing something about it, and that was my column in today's newspapers around the country. Baseball should be thanked and celebrated and congratulated because they're willing to do something about cheating. But when is America going to do something about the cheating of former President Barack Obama? So amidst that, it all explodes. The baseball scandal exploding. The new Mets manager, Beltran, out. He just became the manager. And before a single game, he's fired because he was part of the cheating scandal. The Red Sox manager, fired. He's part of the cheating scandal. And he won the World Series. And the Houston Astros coach and general manager fired. And they won the World Series. I told you. And here's a list of all the ignorant liberals who were completely wrong about Trump's trade war with China. I don't even need to read you the list. It's just everybody. It's every liberal. It's every Democrat in the Congress, in the House, in the Senate, every Democrat running for president, every Democrat who writes for the Washington Post, New York Times, L.A. Times. They're all wrong. Every one of them said Trump would never get the deal. Trump got the trade deal with China, and it's a good deal. And on the same day the Senate opens the trial of Trump, the U.S. Senate passes Trump's USMCA trade agreement with Canada and Mexico. This guy is, you know, again, I'm right. This guy's turned out to be the greatest president in America's history. And the only thing Democrats have is they try and scam every day to come up with lies to come after him. President Trump signed the agreement. He signed the deal back in 2018, but Pelosi sat on it for a year because she didn't want to give Trump a victory. She didn't want to give America a victory. President Trump signed the agreement on November 28, 2018. Finally, this December 2019, the House approved Trump's new trade agreement with Canada and Mexico. And then Pelosi tried to take credit for it, and the Senate passed it today. And is expected to create hundreds of thousands of new jobs. And then 15 minutes later, the House Democrats walked their sham impeachment papers into the U.S. Senate. I told you Trump would be the greatest economic president maybe ever, and he is. And I'll tell you one more thing Trump was right about. Israeli U.N. Ambassador says Soleimani, the Iranian general, was planning attacks on U.S. embassies and U.S. assets. I told you so. Everybody on the left accuses Trump of lying, and he's not lying. Trump said that this guy Soleimani planned to attack four embassies. And it was probably going to be the embassy in Baghdad, he said. But it would have been four embassies. And earlier in the week, top Trump officials in the State Department, Defense, and CIA held a private briefing with congressional members on the Soleimani drone strike. And the briefing included evidence of an imminent attack by Soleimani operatives on U.S. assets in the Middle East. But the Democrat media complex has been pushing the narrative that the intel was BS to justify the drone strike on Soleimani. It was just thin evidence. And today, Israeli ambassador to the UN told Elizabeth McDonald that absolutely Soleimani was planning attacks and funding attacks on U.S. embassies and U.S. assets in the region. What a surprise! Who didn't know this? Trump's right about everything. And I'm right about just about everything. And liberals are wrong about everything. And in the good news of the day, matter of fact, the greatest news ever of the day, FBI, ICE, and the Department of Education Inspector General are all investigating Ilhan Omar for possible student loan fraud and immigration fraud. I could have told you that too. How many times did I tell you on this show? It appears she came into the country illegally. It appears she was involved in immigration scam. with her brother, who was posing as her husband. The FBI, ICE, and the Department of Education's Inspector General are all looking into Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar, according to investigative reporter David Steinberg, who's been right about everything. Congressman Omar is under heavy fire from the conservative media over her many scandals, including marrying her own brother to defraud U.S. immigration, tax fraud, identity fraud, and more recently an affair with a married man. I believe he was her campaign consultant. Omar refuses to answer questions about her fraudulent marriage to her own brother, and anybody who asks, she accuses of bigotry and Islamophobia. So Democrats cover up every scandal. It's racism. It's racism. Look, there's a black senator, a black congressman. We caught him red-handed committing a crime. Racism. Look, there's Al Sharpton. He's never paid his taxes. Racism. Barack Obama's a socialist and the worst president in history with the worst economy, and I've got all the figures to back it up. The worst economy since the Great Depression. You're a racist. Any fact against a person of color, you're racist. Ilhan Omar is absolutely bad, bad, bad. Evil, evil, evil. I don't care what the color of her skin is. If you're bad, you're bad. She dodged questions about her affair with a married man, even though her campaign paid over $200,000 to her married lover in campaign money. That's not a crime. David Steinberg's impeccable investigative reporting on Ilhan Omar is the reporting that's revealed she may have committed the worst crime spree in congressional history. Overwhelming evidence that she married her own brother to defraud U.S. immigration, then lied about it under oath and divorce papers. Three government agencies now looking into Ilhan Omar's case. Don't get your hopes up. One of them's the FBI, Federal Bureau of Idiots. They couldn't find their underwear in the underwear drawer. So I'm not quite so sure it's going to work out well. Turns out there's an investigation of former FBI head Comey. But who's doing it? Probably the FBI. So they'll find nothing. It's all fixed. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, for the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Alrighty, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, Raw and Unfiltered, because there are no notes, no script, no teleprompter, no nothing. Just me ranting and reacting and responding and giving you my opinions on the biggest news stories in America. By the way, the sponsor of this segment is My Doctor Suggests. Cold and flu season is here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. But if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, silver might be the answer for all of them. My Doctor Suggests products are made of alkaline structured silver. They destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming the good bacteria. And I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using their products because I have a very naturally and easily hoarse voice. As you can hear right now, it's really hoarse today. It was really hoarse Friday. Almost didn't make it through the whole show. What do I do the minute it starts getting hoarse? I start sucking on their silver lozenges between every single ad break of the show, and I last the whole three-hour show, and I make it. Thank God for their lozenges. No colds in 4 years since sucking in those silver lozenges. No more brain fog since jugging down their silver solution, which is their liquid. It's really fantastic. And no more leaky gut. Every time I eat, I used to get fatigued or upset stomach. No more. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. And my skin is the best of my life thanks to their gel. Join me and thousands of people that have experienced a positive difference in their health with My Doctor Suggests. Get 20% off every order, every product. And you get free the book, The Silver Miracle, free. By telling them you're a fan of Wayne Root, call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT, and you get 20% off every order and the silver miracle free. mydoctorsuggest.com/root or 866-660-9868. All right, so James Comey, I mentioned as we left from the break, or left for the break, that James Comey is the focus of an FBI, a new FBI investigation. The Justice Department is investigating whether then-FBI Director James Comey illegally leaked secret information concerning a Russian document to the New York Times and the Washington Post. This is reported by the Times late today. The new review, which the Times downplayed as a possibly politically motivated probe, as if there were no Democrat politically motivated probes. Every probe is politically motivated. Reportedly concerned a Russian intelligence document claiming a tacit understanding between the Clinton campaign and the Justice Department over the inquiry into whether Hillary intentionally revealed classified information through her use of a private email server. Dutch intelligence assessed the document on Russian computers and provided it to the FBI. Included in the document was a discussion between Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. God, I hate that woman. I hate her as much as any human being in the world. She is just the most horrible, evil human being ever. She was then the chairwoman of the DNC, trying to throw the election. She cheated, committed fraud, threw the election to Hillary. And the conversation is between Debbie Wasserman Schultz, evil witch personified, and Leonardo Bernardo, who worked with the George Soros-funded group Open Group, Open Society Foundations. The then Attorney General Loretta Lynch would ensure Clinton was not prosecuted in the email probe. Of course! The two have denied the conversation, citing people familiar with the contents. Now suspicion is falling on Comey being one of those persons familiar with the document's contents. The document played a key role in Comey's decision to announce in the summer of 16, without seeking Lynch's approval, that no reasonable prosecutor would charge Clinton. Comey was worried that Russia could leak the email and undermine the investigation's appearance of impartiality. You know, I got to tell you something. I'm sure you guys at home listening to me right now feel the same way as me. I have no idea what the hell these people are even talking about. Do you even understand what I just read you? Does anyone understand? The only thing you need to know is they're all dirty. The whole FBI, the whole CIA, the whole DOJ, the whole NSA, the whole IRS, everyone working for government, they're all dirty. It's just unbelievable. Just like the government accounting office today said Trump broke the law when he withheld money. He withheld money from Ukraine. Can you imagine a president decides to withhold money from a country immersed in corruption and everybody was stealing our money? Can you imagine? Well, the GOA's conclusion is total bullspit. You see, the GOA's conclusions have been opposed by Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. It's just total BS. And the GOA found Barack Obama broke the law in 2014 and put U.S. lives in danger, and there wasn't one call for his impeachment, not one. When we get back, I've got interviews, and then I'm going to tell you about this GAO, Government Office of Accountability, GOA, ruling, and what total complete nonsense it is. It's just one giant crap burger. My dog Bubba produces better waste than this GOA conclusion. It's a joke. When Bubba eats the newspaper and craps it out, it's more important than the GOA conclusion. Come here, Bubba. Come here, Bubba. You got some GOA for me? I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chief Justice John Roberts swears in senators as jurors for the impeachment trial of President Trump.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God?
The senators, then in groups of four, also signed a special impeachment oath book. The North American trade deal is headed to President Trump's desk following a final pass by the Senate. The vote was 89-10. The USMCA has strong bipartisan support in both the Senate and House. It was approved in the House right before Christmas. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow set another record, gaining 267 points to finish at 29,298. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Swiss America, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's no secret that gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it. Billionaires know it. And especially my listeners know it. Gold, another good day today, up $1.80 per ounce, up to $15.52 per ounce. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple, own the best gold coins in the best quality from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years at the best price. First, write down this number, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war fan and a war listener, you'll receive up to three beautiful mint state 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on gold coins. Limit three per customer. It's the best gold coin, the historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years at the best price. 22% off. The number again, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com and tell them War sent you. We've got our guest here. Let's hope I can pronounce her last name right. Erica Kasrahi, Iranian-American activist, born in Iran, now an American citizen, vice president of human rights policy for the Middle East with the Victor Marx Group. Erica, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much. You did a fantastic job pronouncing my last name, by the way.
Well, I have a little secret. See, I've got a board op, Chris, who makes sure all the guests give him the pronunciation of the name that he whispers in my ear, and I get it right. So we got it right. Kasrahi. Kasrahi.
Well done. Thank you
all
so
right,
much
good.
For having me on your show.
All right. I want to hear your view over what happened in Iran with the killing of Qasem Soleimani, the Iranian general. He was absolutely, in my opinion, a terrorist. He was absolutely a killer, a madman, a torturer, someone who killed his own people, someone who killed over 600 American soldiers and maimed thousands of them. He deserved to die. It should have been done by Obama. It should have been done by, before him, Bush. Wasn't done by anybody. It was done by Trump. Thank God we got Trump. That's my play on things, but you're the Iran expert, so let's get your play.
Well, just like I said, you know, in the video, I was happy because I was seeing Iranian people react and the Iraqi people react to the elimination of a monster who's terrorized governments and its people for, you know, over two decades. So, I was just echoing what I was seeing from coming from the ground. I think when we live in Washington, we sort of live in a bubble, you know, of everybody just sort of repeating the same talking point. And before January 3rd, nobody knew who Qasem Soleimani was. I mean, the average American, you know, didn't know his name. And so I was just making a little video for my network on Facebook to kind of respond to friends who were like, hey, what do you think about what's going on? And, I mean, for me, it was sort of bizarre because I started seeing the mainstream media paint a picture of this guy as if he was a hero. And he's far from a hero. And now the Iranian people have come to the street to show the world that, you know, they don't see him as a hero. I don't know if you follow me on social media, but there are tons and tons of pictures and videos that are floating around showing protesters, you know, ripping his picture down off of walls, you know, burning his picture, tearing banners down, kicking him in the face. You know, you can either believe what you hear or see with your eyes.
Well, I mean, here's the important thing for me is that as a kid growing up in New York, I grew up in a very rough neighborhood, and I was the minority in my school, a huge minority, like, you know, a very tiny percent. I was a white kid in basically an all-black school, and I got beat up a lot. And eventually I learned how to fight, and I beat him up back. And I won my fights several in a row and beat them badly, and nobody ever touched me again. And that's, you know, the kind of walk the big stick philosophy of Donald Trump. And the Iranians, you know, huff and puff, and they swear they'll blow your house down. But, you know, when a bigger guy comes along and says, hey, bully, screw you, and smacks him in the face, bullies usually crumble, and they back down. And it sure seems to me as an outsider who knows absolutely nothing, admits I know nothing about, you know, the Middle East and Iran and the Iranian philosophy, it sure seems like they were a bully, and Trump bullied them, and they backed down, and there was no World War III, and there will not be a World War III, and they learned their lesson, that they're, you know, not going to be able to go up against one-on-one with the United States of America. They learned it under Reagan, when they gave up the hostages the minute Reagan got into office. They didn't want to, you know, take on Reagan, and they don't want to take on Trump's. It seems like, to me, clear victory for President Trump.
Absolutely. I think President Trump de-escalated the situation in a very smooth and clean operation. He definitely stood, and I commend him for his courage, and I promise you that the people of Iran are very pleased and very happy. You know, they have been very empowered by his recent tweet in Farsi, which is the the most tweeted Farsi tweet in the history of Farsi tweets in Farsi, to show their support of him. And there's a, you know, hashtag Iranians detest Soleimani that has, you know, been circulating since January 3rd. So despite what the mainstream media tries to tell you, the Iranian people, at least as far as I'm concerned, are very empowered, and they're happy that Trump made that decision.
Well, as an example, you grew up yourself in Iran, born in Iran, grew up in Iran as a little girl. When you were 7 years old, you were forced to chant "Death to America" in your classroom. So you know it up close and personal, right?
That's right. And, you know, for a lot of people who live in the United States and really don't know what's going on, you know, here in the United States, we say the Pledge of Allegiance at the beginning of the school day. In Iran, kids as young as 4 and 5 years old, from the time they're are taught, and the first thing they do is they say "Death to America" and "Death to Israel." The American flag and the Israeli flag is painted on the door, the doorsteps of schools, of government buildings, of universities, so that people are forced to walk on the American flag. Today and in the recent days, you know, Iranian protesters have been sending videos to the world to see that they don't hate America, and they refuse to walk on the American flag. They walk around it, and they shame anyone who does. So, I mean, they even use the house as a prayer. You know, they put flags down at the, you know, we can't walk into a mosque with our shoes on, right? And so they have to leave their shoes outside, and people refuse to do that. So no matter how much propaganda the regime has tried to, you know, shove down the throats of the Iranian people, the Iranian people refuse to believe them anymore. And, you know, they've shown the world that they don't hate America. They don't hate the American people. And so we serve as the greatest example of freedom and democracy. And I would encourage the media to stop being so divisive and stop being so polarizing by attacking the other side. You know, let's show the beauty of America to the outside world. Let's show the beauty of the principles of democracy. Let's use our freedom to speak to build one another up and not tear each other down.
I had no idea. I mean, I didn't have a clue, Erica, that the Iranian people were nice people, and that they love America, and that they support America, and they want to live in a world without a war with America. I didn't know that until literally the last couple of weeks. And now it's become clear to me the Iranian leaders are the madmen and the terrorists and the crazy mullahs who hate America and are constantly stirring the pot. But the people are not against America. When I saw them not stepping on the American flag or the Israeli flag, I wanted to cry. I was amazed that the people are friendly to America and don't want a war with America.
Well, I'm so grateful that you said that, and I'm so grateful that you're speaking that into the airways. In fact, if Hollywood would stop painting, you know, the Arab and the Muslim world as terrorists in movies, and, you know, start really actually telling real stories, the human stories of people on the ground, and how Americans go to the Middle East as missionaries or as humanitarians to bring aid, I think that we could bridge that gap and start educating each other. We have this amazing tool called the media, and we have to start using it as a force of good. So I thank you so much for, you know, giving the Iranian people a voice, and I'm humbled and I'm grateful that you're allowing me to serve as that mouthpiece.
The last thing I want to mention is that I don't think the average American knows, because look, most people are not dumb. They're smart. They just don't have time to study the news all day. I mean, I have no life. All I do is 3 hours a day of radio and TV, and the entire rest of the day is reading the news all day all over the internet, so I make sure I know everything that needs to be said in those 3 hours on radio and TV. So my whole life is looking at news. The average person doesn't. So they don't know that Soleimani killed 1,600 young protesters back in November for peacefully protesting. Soleimani was like a Hitler, a murdering slime ball, a piece of garbage. What a killer. He killed 1,600. My question for you is, Erica, how many more did he kidnap and put in prison and torture?
Well, there are thousands of political prisoners in Iran today. Thousands. And, you know, he was the commander of the IRGC and general of the Quds Force. You know, the Quds Force is a unit of the IRGC that operates in a clandestine operation, terror organizations that are linked to, you know, Hezbollah and the Shia militias, the Hashd-e-Shaabi. So this is, you know, he had his tentacles not only in Lebanon, in Iraq, in northeast Syria, in Iran. You know, we're talking about governments and peoples across the Middle East. We're talking thousands and thousands of people who've been terrorized by these guys. So I would say to your listeners, now don't believe the talking points. Don't let the media turn you into zombies. Do research. Figure it out for yourself. Do some history homework, you know. Go back to...
All right, we got to run. Erica, it's time to go. It's Erica Kazrahi, and we appreciate you coming on. Thank you, Erica. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, and always kids across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com. Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare is not health insurance. It's better than health insurance. Liberty is a Christian health-sharing ministry. That means you can sign up at any time. You don't have to worry about the open enrollment period. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance with Aetna. This is my fourth year, so I've saved $72,000 in premiums. Could you use an extra $72,000? And then you might say, okay, but what happens when I actually get sick? Do they take care of you? Well, they paid for my kidney stone surgery. $27,000 bill, they took all of it. Plus the doctor, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, all paid. Never got a bill from the doctors. Three doctor visits in 2018. All three were free because they give you three free wellness visits a year. Then I took three doctor visits in 2019. All three were free. I couldn't believe it. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-585-4237. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot together. We're changing healthcare for good. So I told you when we got back from my interview with that Iranian expert that I was going to tell you about the GAO, the Government Accountability Office. I said GOA, the Government Office of Accountability. It's GAO, the Government Accountability Office. In any case, you try doing this 3 hours a day at 100 miles an hour, pedal to the metal, balls to the walls, and your mouth speaks faster than your brain, and you'll make a few mistakes here or there again, too. But the GAO, Government Accountability Office, found Barack Obama broke the law in 2014 and put U.S. lives in danger. Nobody called for his impeachment. Speaker Pelosi switched tactics again this morning. Democrats now want to impeach Trump for not giving the taxpayer dollars to the Ukrainian government fast enough. It's not that he didn't give them the dollars. He gave it to them, every penny. He didn't give it fast enough. Now that's a crime. The Government Accountability Office issued a legal opinion saying the Trump administration did not give the U.S. taxpayer dollars to Ukraine fast enough. And they just happened to release their report on Thursday morning to coincide with Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and their plans to impeach Trump. Ooh, that must be such a coincidence. Speaker Pelosi says this reinforces again the need for documents and eyewitnesses in the Senate. The report's release was planned for maximum effect to destroy President Trump. Now they're going to impeach Trump for delaying payments to a rogue country that was stealing America's money. But they forget that the GAO, not G-O-A, G-A-O, all of you remember that, it's very important, Government Office of Schmucks, I think it's the G-O-S, Government Office of Schmucks and Frauds, G-O-S-F, GOSF, the G-O-S-F accused Obama, I'm just kidding, the GAO accused Obama of breaking the law in 2014. They said Obama's prisoner swap of five detainees in Guantanamo Bay in exchange for one deserter, Bowie Bergdahl, violated federal law. And nobody said anything. He didn't provide at least 30 days' notice to certain congressional committees, the GAO explained. Obama released five deadly Gitmo terrorists for a traitor, and it was criminal conduct. And Trump delayed money to Ukraine by a few weeks, and that means Trump should be impeached. I mean, it's like a joke. Here's an article. The GAO conclusion that Trump broke the law is a big nothing burger. Democrats are calling this a bombshell. Faithful execution of the law does not permit the president to substitute his own policy priorities for those that Congress enacted into law. Wow. Read the whole report, however, and one finds the glaring issue with this conclusion, which is that the administration didn't have an obligation to release the funds at any specific date in the fiscal year. All they needed to do was make sure the money got spent by the last day of the budget cycle. And the last day of the budget cycle was September 30th, and the money was released to Ukraine on September 11th, well before the end of the budget cycle. So it got spent within the budget year. It may not have gone out as quickly as Congress intended or as the administration first planned, but as long as it got spent, there's no violation. And contradicting the GAO's take, delays for non-pragmatic reasons don't violate the ICIA as long as it doesn't go past the same fiscal year as the appropriation. Wow. It's just a joke. And by the way, even if there was a major violation, Congress proposed the remedies to such failures. The remedies to sue the administration to force it to spend the funds, not to criminally prosecute the president over it. Wouldn't that make sense? If the president has issued money, that's got to go to Iran, Iraq, Israel, whatever it is, doesn't matter. In this case, it was Ukraine. But whatever country it is, doesn't really matter. Could be Canada, could be Mexico, whatever it is. Congress says, here's some money to go to this country. And the president holds it back. You don't get impeached for that. You might get sued. Many times presidents have been sued. But you don't get impeached. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And as I said earlier in the show, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, JFK, Clinton, and Obama. Every single one of them pushed back against Congress's power of appropriation. Jefferson established the first outline of what years later became a major controversy, reporting that 50,000 in funds which Congress had appropriated for 15 gunboats on the Mississippi remained unexpended. The president stated that a favorable and peaceful turn of affairs on the Mississippi rendered an immediate execution of the law unnecessary. He wasn't refusing to expend the money, only delaying action to obtain improved gunboats a year later. And then the money was spent a year later. Sound familiar? Trump, Jefferson, great presidents.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.